Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Did you hide a testosterone patch, and then you got little Michael was conceived?
I don't think it was a patch.
But you got the cream, maybe a cream.
Maybe it was a patch.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a patch.
You had some scientific help. I remember that.
Wow. Laughter.
But that wasn't
breaking through the sound barrier
not,
next door now.
That was not for purposes of conception.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's because you wanted to fight. It has been alleged by parties involved that the actual engagement could have happened on New Year's Eve
yes.
or New Year's Day. Was he not down with the flu?
Oh, yes. Yes.
And that was his excuse.
And he might have been caught up.
Oh, you think he was beat down even more?
Yes.
Like, you can have your Pedialyte if you say yes.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, here's what I heard down here, because sometimes at the beginning of the show, I like to be really clear about technical issues.
Yes.
Available every day.
Oh.
That's what I heard. And that normally is indicative of something on your end. So, Pony, if we lose the stream today or something happens.
You let us know.
Absolutely.
ASAP.
We're going to throw you into the Potomac River.
Yes, today. The icy river.
Can I have floaties?
You can probably swim. Okay. Right? Just keep an eye on
underwear.
Keep an eye on your underwear.
Well, you know, fat is very buoyant, so he shouldn't have any trouble.
Yes.
Now, yesterday, the majority of the show was taken up with our good friend Rofo, Rob Ford. It reminded me just how much I enjoy having him on the show. He always brings it. There's a way he expresses himself that makes me happy every time. And yesterday,
you put
was
a finger
no
on it.
It's that he's funny.
Yeah.
He's naturally funny on the air.
Yeah.
He comes in and he goes, well, that's the way I did that. You know, it's just like he's got a way of
his delivery.
He has a certain fearlessness. He has a certain fearlessness too. I mean, he's just him.
His delivery and he's a little ballsy.
Yeah.
Which I like, you know.
Yeah,
God
on
knows,
there it's great. Off there, you know.
A pain
well,
in the
off
ass.
The air, there have been issues with pouting that we don't care for. From the very beginning, right? From the very beginning.
Always, yeah.
Well, when you were on campus at your house and we would work from there, we had in the early days of Rob Ford before he became Rofo.
Right.
We had to explain to him that when we break balls, and the show is over and you move on with life.
Right.
And you don't just break balls.
Because he'd take everything very, very closely.
And it was always weird because we were in your home. So there wasn't like a way for him to go into another part of the building and sulk. He was like in your kitchen, sulking.
So he's grown as a broadcaster.
And as a man.
Yeah, and as a man. Now. Speaking of that, the engagement that was announced just yesterday here on the program.
Yesterday on the show, and I was happy for him, and I was excited, and we asked a lot of questions, and one of the things we got out of the discussion was that he approached the engagement in a very modern way with his fiancé, because they said they kind of just came to the conclusion, sitting on a couch, hanging out, as he liked to call it. That, hey, let's do it. And then she updated her page and he updated his page. And there they are. They're engaged. And that's it. There was no ring. There was no formal request of the family.
Yes.
But I mean, I'm not all about that, as you two were.
Right.
You know, you both of you being from the 1800s, you were more into that than I was.
I think the majority of us were into that.
Prithee, Sarah, it's only polite.
Well, yeah, Maddie was with it too. But I will say that afterwards, I didn't give it much thought. I actually kind of said,
forgot about
everything's fine.
Moved on.
Everything's okay.
He had set a date, remember. He's gone that far.
Yes.
That was pretty amazing.
So this is what happens in my life. Because I'm so close to Rob Ford, people think I have some sort of custody over him. So people reach out to me to talk to Rob Ford, or they talk to him directly. I don't know. He might get messages.
Feel like you're his handler?
Yeah, I don't get carbon copies. He's not a dependent of mine. I don't know. But people, for some reason, feel they reach out to me. And I've gotten more than five, I would say six messages, different people asking me if Rob Ford is okay or on the level about this relationship.
These six people, are they from different spheres of your life?
They're not close to me. They're
okay.
Listeners.
All right. They're just people that care.
Can I ask you this? What is the concern? Because after all was said and done, it sounded like it was a little unusual the way they did it. But other than that, he sounded happy. They sounded very much like everything's okay. What were people?
Let me give you the low lights and then I'll give you the highlight that I think we can discuss. Low lights were he's too young to get married, which everybody will say because be 28. And in this modern age, people get married later in life.
But 28, I got married the first time at 24.
You are the wrong person to compare marriages to.
I was 25 and it worked out just fine.
You are not happy in your marriage. So you're the other wrong person.
We're not talking about me. We're just talking about statistics. Okay.
So you're talking to a guy who got married, what, at 40, right? 40, yeah. I think. I'm 39.
Delighted.
Yeah, and she's not happy in that marriage.
So, I got married after 40.
For the third time, yes, yes.
Before, so, during, time. And after 40.
Third time and the last time.
So two of the messages I remember were like, he's too young.
I love that you let that applause hang there. You were taking it.
Appreciate it.
Somebody should talk to him. He's too young. He doesn't have to rush into this.
Right.
But the too young to me is stupid.
Whatever statistics. Who cares? Right. And then the other person was a funny one. Like, are you sure he's okay? Can he mark himself safe in his own engagement?
Like on Facebook.
Okay. So I laughed at that one.
He blinked to let us know he's not.
Well, no, they have a thing on Facebook. Like, if you're in California, say you can mark yourself safe during a fire
or an earthquake.
Okay, yeah,
something like that. Yeah. So, because it seemed like he was bullied into it, which I thought was kind of funny, but who knows?
You mean somebody said he's safe? It didn't seem to me like he was.
Well,
bullied.
No, it was brought up on the show yesterday that he came home weary.
From a long day's work.
A full week of work.
Yeah.
He sat on the couch. Then she broached the topic.
I'm trying to be the Rofo protector here. I really am.
RFP.
The way I looked at it was two people coming to a decision, but that's okay.
I bought him a celebratory tall boy Red Bull for his engagement. I walked across the street. I was like, hey, man, good congrats. I got lunch today. Let's do this. Right.
What do they sell downstairs? What are they? Anything he likes
got crepes. Downstairs? They've got crepes. Probably he likes all of them, I imagine, because it's Rofo.
Right.
So he's not really picky.
filled with delicious. Mike, filled with delicious fillings.
You know, when I come back to D.C., I'll buy him some crepes.
Yeah, that would be nice. You'll buy him six crepes?
Six crepes.
Six
half
crepes
a dozen.
Or 6 years.
The last second. I would say the last two to three messages made a great point. They said that we rushed through, and they actually shamed me personally as the BS detector, that I and Rob and you and Maddie and Pony all joked and rushed through the fact that the date was different on their engagement.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Okay.
Because that when you brought that up, it was interesting. What Oscar said during the show yesterday,
which is fact, by the way.
I had noticed a posting that indicated they had gotten engaged, and I never paid attention to dates. Oscar suddenly brought up the fact that there was a date on there of January 1st.
Yes.
Like this had been pre-arranged. Rofo said that she post-dated it or
it's something
like
silly.
That.
You know, on Facebook, you can post-date something.
I remember exactly what he said because it didn't exactly sit well with me. He said she was just trying to mark the engagement as January of 2020. Like the genuine, just the month and the year. And because of that, he claimed it defaulted
it to the
first.
Right. Yeah, like New Year's.
Right.
Now,
I don't know.
we brushed by that and moved forward. And I think it was near the tail end of the show, and we had so much joy that we just were just in that that show high of fun that we didn't want to ruin the moment.
Yeah, I was so full of joy.
I certainly didn't.
Yeah. So the one message that really got to me and said, Oscar, of all people, you let that slide. And I said, and I wrote back, what? And he goes, and the gentleman writes to you, and this is not a hater, like a truth. He goes, why would somebody change the date of their engagement just like that? And I said, that does make sense because, Why would somebody change it? Like, why wouldn't they want the date of their engagement if they really care about their wedding to be the date of their engagement? You know?
Because I don't have an explanation.
Their date of their wedding goes to one specific date, which is their 4-year mark or 5-year mark.
Okay, that's right. That's exactly right. That's what he said.
So
they're date sensitive.
They're date sensitive, but they're not date sensitive about the engagement.
Well, it seems unusual that you would have an engagement date, which would be a memorable date in your life together.
Post-dated.
And then you would post-date it and put January 1st, like New Year's Day. And I can't get my head around it, but now that I'm thinking of, because I wasn't thinking about this until I came into this studio.
It smells of Roswell.
It seems to me, would there be two things could be at play here? What Rofo explained was that she just wanted it to be the whole month of January, which doesn't make sense. And the other thing could be
She's not usual.
Was there a shooter on the grassy knoll? I don't know, Mike. There's just this I cannot explain with facts.
Are you thinking? Thank you. Are you thinking there could have been an engagement prior to the announcement? This whole conversation on the couch could have taken place around the holidays.
Okay,
is that a possibility? Are you thinking that the entire story of this past weekend?
I had not thought this. I moved past this until
I wasn't thinking about it. I was
happy. Busy bees on Facebook.
Yeah, but you know, this speaks well of him being sort of revisionist in his history, and by taking the date,
are you talking about Rofo himself
and the bride? Likely, they're probably in cahoots because they're both in on the marriage. They are being.
You know the most negative one is really, really in his own little way. Why is he so negative?
This is like a T-bone for him, right? Well, I just threw in front of him.
The seeds are germinating that you have planted
for breakfast.
He brings up something so valid here. He's a regular Jerry Orbach. What happened is this: you've got people that have a history of being date centric. The great Jerry Orbach. I saw him on stage once. You know, in 42nd Street.
Okay, congratulations. All right.
If they are date centric, if dates matter to them, which they've proven they are, why would they, after the fact, make it less date centric?
Unless they have something, engagement.
Make it vague unless they have something to hide.
What would they possibly have to hide?
So, this is what
maybe Rofo is with child.
You read ahead.
You think?
Because I stopped like a freight train.
And if he is, God bless him. That would make sense that you don't want, you know, everyone to think that this was a shotgun wedding.
Right.
Or you guys pushed
because
that
was not. He denied it yesterday. Yeah,
he denied. We asked him directly yesterday. I personally asked him if it was a shotgun.
More power to him. God bless him.
Hold on. I asked him yesterday if it was a shotgun wedding. And he said no.
But he's not going to say that. You know what I mean? Come on. Why would he admit that to an open court?
I don't know. He's crazy fertile.
So. Oh my God, he's doing Pilates that night. I was exhausted after my engagement, so nervous.
I'd go back and look at my computer to see what they said, but my computer's dead.
Mike, I will say this, that the gentleman wrote back, he said two things in my opinion. And I said, sir, I'm not really that stressed about it. I'm happy for the man. He seemed happy. We're good. Right. And he says, no. He goes, this is either a marriage against his will because... Like he was forced to get engaged in New Year's and he was getting the, why haven't you told anybody yet? You haven't gone Facebook officially. The man, all he's been doing is working the entire time, right?
I like that theory.
He finally gets home from a long day's work as we're trying to build the startup and he's like, fine, put it on Facebook. Like just like he's been beat down. Like it's done.
He didn't sound like that when he came in yesterday.
Well, clearly. He brought up something that you can verify.
He had the weekend off, Mike. He was rested up. He was happy.
But what about this, Oscar?
Yes.
He brought up the fact that over New Year's weekend, and that's when we're alleging the engagement probably took place. Yes.
No, I'm not. I'm not doing that. Don't lump me.
All right, let me say this.
Rob and I might be alleging that.
It has been alleged by parties involved that the actual engagement could have happened on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. Was he not down with the flu?
Oh, yes.
And that was his excuse.
And he might have been caught up.
Oh, you think he was beat down even more?
Yes.
Like, you can have your Pedialyte if you say yes.
Could be.
Wow.
Why do you treat me like this, Blanche? Why do you treat me like this?
Please get me Tamiflu and shades for you.
Because you are drinking that Pedialyte. You are drinking that Pedialyte, bro.
We've set a wedding day, and you're going to do it 5 years to the day after the first date. Don't go on Facebook yet.
Let me ask you this. Rob, did you get any feedback about this at all?
No. But all you know that this is being brought up. These are some salient points he's bringing up.
And they're being brought up to me, Oscar, because they think I'm his handler.
Was there a groundswell of people that were communicating with you?
This is what I usually get. Rob never read my letter in the mailbag. That's usually what I get. That's right. The only thing I get. Or Pony didn't answer an email. And that's when I start scorched earth, right? I start taking screenshots and sending to people. Which
Thank
I'm fine
you,
for.
By the way.
Send
Thank
me that all that. Day. All day to make sure things are done. All day. And then Jim Amato, here's my pitch for my music show. I'll get to that, Jim, I promise you. So, listen.
So many pitches.
For me, I debated about talking about this because I generally think Rob is happy and he's okay. The entertainer in me can't stop. I just can't not share that these five, six, seven.
The sleuthing entertainer.
I can't because.
He bounded in here. He bounced in here.
Yes.
His demeanor, even though I don't see him. You guys see him. I hear him. And to me, I heard a guy that was super proud, super happy, but the rest of it was a little unusual.
He said
the lack of a ring.
He said it's a non-traditional.
Yeah.
They're a modern family. What did he say?
It's a modern relationship.
Modern relationship.
And I believe non-traditional was also said.
Okay.
Yeah.
The date thing really set off the gavel.
Yeah.
Where.
Can you go into Facebook and post date? I mean, can you do that type of thing?
Pony, why don't you jump on there and say you're engaged to one of your dolls? See what happens.
No, that'll never happen. It'll take him 9 hours to do that.
Rofo will be married by the time it's done.
I don't think you can post date stuff on Facebook.
So, Maddie, why don't you check with something that's
You know what? I have post dated. I have put up pictures of like when I'm a kid and back from in the day, and I think you can post date.
That's a separate conversation. I don't know why you would take the time to do that.
Just, here's what I don't get.
When it asks for a date, you give a date. Don't be an a-hole.
You two looked at his face. I didn't see his face. Did he look like... You know what? I'm not even going to ask you, Rob. I'll ask Oscar because he works with him every day. Did you get the feeling that something was hinky? Because I don't think you would be talking like this if you didn't have suspicion.
No. I'm telling you, I walked away with this is on brand with Rob Ford to walk in to have engagement news. No big deal. Move on with his life.
And I will say this about Rob
Ford.
And
I let it go. And last night, I had to go to another studio, so it's like 9 p.m., and I'm looking at my phone, and I notice I have like all more than your traditional Facebook messages out of the blue, and I'm like, oh,
so you didn't
think
anything of it until you got these messages.
Yeah, and I was like, we did skirt by these dates after we're like, hey, we all actually made jokes about it and moved on because we were so happy for him.
What is your take, Rob?
Rob is... untraditional, and I think of certain things that he's done in the past, like when he brought the hookah home.
I knew you were going with the hookah. I knew you, my home in Maine.
But I mean,
know.
You know what? He wants to enjoy
hookah, not hooker.
Right, hookah. He wants to enjoy apple pie flavored tobacco products. That's great. That's fantastic. But maybe not how you want to introduce yourself to your boss's house when you're a guest. So that shows a lack of
judgment.
I'm trying
to think how I can articulate what you're talking about.
He's not traditional. So,
he has a lack of judgment.
A
lack of judgment. So maybe the way he has totally mishandled this announcement of his engagement, of his first marriage, might be rooted in a lack of judgment.
Why do you think he's mishandled it?
Married twice.
Because
why do you think he's mishandled it?
Because we are a very popular podcast and radio program, and we are now in our fourth segment talking about it, which means something's wrong.
We brought it up. I didn't know until we walked in yesterday morning, and I was happy for him. I actually left and said, congrats again yesterday.
This just in from Maddie Masiello, first daughter of Buffalo, New York. You can pick your date for any life event on Facebook.
Okay, well, then there you go.
Mm-hmm. Well, then that's completely corroborates what he said to us.
Cleared up. Done deal. I didn't dig that far. I didn't think I was going to talk about it, but I had to talk about it.
Rob Spivak.
I'm on the Ford team.
Do you believe, looking at the man yesterday, that this man is, you know, is entering into this arrangement, this engagement, willingly, gladly, happily?
I will say this, as someone who enjoys the path of least resistance myself, I see a gentleman who sees the next step in his life, and that door, that gateway, that floodgate opened, and he's headed towards it. And I don't think that it was possibly his idea entirely, but I don't think he's against it.
Okay.
And also, the thing that makes me think the date thing is off base is the fact that he was literally down with the flu.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, by the way, when you do this kind of radio, when you do this every day like we do, we're really I just want to say on behalf of the three of us, we're really not monsters.
Not at all.
We're not monsters, but you know, sometimes we have to explore.
Well, you forced me to venture a guess, and I did.
Maybe dangerous.
All right.
What of the social norms that were highlighted, which I forgot that this younger generation, which Rob is a part of, and his lovely fiance is a part of.
Yes.
Traditionally now, and I would say nationally, the stats indicate that you get married later in life.
Right.
Let's go to Pony doesn't have real relationships. Let's go to Maddie. Maddie's in a relationship now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think 28's too young to get married? And you can speak to us from a female perspective.
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you, what's her man's name again?
John Mack.
John Mack.
John Mack. Boy, John Mack's going to be on pins and needles when this answer comes up.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for this one. Yeah. What do you say to that?
I think
Maddie?
It really depends on the person and the couple. Personally, I don't see myself getting married until at least 30, but I think it depends on your maturity level and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And Rob's 29.
Yeah, so what's your read on Rob yesterday?
For John Mack, let me just play this, okay? There you go. This is for
John Mack.
That doesn't mean they can't have a long engagement. No. They're fine.
True. That's true.
How old is Maddie?
25, I think.
23.
Maddie, are you 25?
42, right?
Maddie, are you 24 or 25?
I'm 23. 23.
She just turned 23.
You're 23?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, John Mack.
Yeah.
He still got debt.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Johnny.
Maddie will follow you to Capital One.
Yeah. And think how old your cat will be at the wedding.
Hey, can I ask this question? Maddie, how old is John Mack?
He is also 23.
Okay. All right.
Who's in more debt?
Definitely him.
Hey, Maddie, let me ask you this. Does 5 years seem like does 7 years seem like a long time to you at this point?
Not really. I mean, it does. He would say the same thing. Yeah. I don't think he would want to get married until his 30s.
That's your sweet. Yeah. That's very. You know what? You love the guy. Yeah. That's great. I think that's fantastic.
I thought Rolfo was 28. Is he 29?
Forget. I thought it was 29.
Yeah, I think he just turned 28.
Yeah, he said 29 yesterday.
Oh, well, who knew?
Oh, well, maybe he post-dated his birthday on Facebook.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Okay, so
thank you, Maddie.
So then he's falling into the
genuine titter from the producer's room.
Okay, so then he's falling into the social norms. She's what, 3-4 years younger, 25?
You know, he's so vague about it. Who knows?
Okay, so are we of the opinion now that we have all the facts? You can change you can post it on Facebook. Who knew?
Right.
Except for Rob, because he does that a lot. Weirdly enough, Rob Spiewak.
Dude, not a problem. And then focus on the word. Focus on the now.
And then two. Maddie, I think it's more of the social norm where she said 30. If Rob's really that close to 30 and then maybe his girlfriend is closer to 30, then this may be not as off base as some listeners were looking at it as.
Right.
He seems very happy.
All right. Can I make a request?
Yes.
Because this will be the last word on it today. And going forward, can we just occasionally take the mood of the room, take the temperature and pop in. And I asked both you guys, I asked Pony, I asked Maddie, just to see and ask and see what's going on. And if there anything pops up that might be a little unusual, you know, I'd be interested. And we also said we were going to get updates from Rofo. So
True.
I think middle of next week, book Rofo again to just see how everything's going.
Can I imagine
to have him as a semi-regular.
I know that there's a clock in the show and I never see it and I'm sorry. Just
but
one last thing.
You always have your last
one
point
last
that
thing.
Is 12 minutes, but go ahead.
Okay.
Yes.
Now you're saying I tell long stories, but that hurt.
Well,
I'm
no,
move,
it doesn't I'm hurt.
Move,
I'm
going to move, move, move on.
I value
on.
That.
I'll
is this
on.
Something that
yes.
I'm at the 23-minute mark of the show and I'm just curious.
When we come back. After the show starts, my last point.
He's building a tease.
That's fine.
And I have,
fascinated. This fascinates me.
And I have something that I'd like to ask too. Just a simple question, but I'm sure it works hand in hand with that.
Okay.
And then also on the show today, I do want to tell my story about the yogurt store. Okay, so that means start the goddamn show.
Thank you. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You are so full of crap. You didn't call anybody just now. You faked it. And you want to know how I know? You got as much to lose as I do. More. Way more. When your cops get here and they bust me, first question they're going to ask is, what am I doing here trying to hand over a hefty bag full of cash to a dude runs a vacuum cleaner store? What comes out then? Huh? Oh, and you want to know what else is bullshit? You know, like, word to the wise, next time you try to pull this shit on someone, you don't just hang up on a 911 call. They won't let you, because the lady or dude or whoever is like, stand in line with me, sir. Stand in line until the officers arrive. And if you did hang up, they'd call you back immediately. But hey, guess what? Seriously, yo, pathetic.
Wow, you love that response time. Take your money.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
You give that Jesse Pinkman another TV show.
Yeah,
Jesse
I agree.
Pinkman's an original.
I love it.
He's great. That is a great, great character. I love that. We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their support of the program, all the way from Midland, Texas to Montauk, New York, Milton, Freewater, Oregon. That sounds like it could be a character in a television show. I'd like you to meet my fiance, Milton Freewater.
I actually Googled it to make sure it was a real place. It is.
Hello.
Hello.
Mr. Johnson, this is Milton Freewater. He's in the HR department. Milton Freewater, Oregon. Moshi, Tanzania. Washtukna, Washington.
Yes.
Or Washtukna. Washtukna.
Tukna.
And Ballylickey, County Cork, Ireland.
Oh,
some
don't you
great
know.
Cities. Hey, Rob Spiewak collects your cities.
Yeah, send
so
them to me.
So even if you're traveling, if you listen to this show and you happen to be in a weird spot, a weird town, that counts too. It's not all the places where people live. It's wherever you have listened to this program. That's the rule. So if you've got a quirky place and you're on the road on a vacation, and you want to send that in, we like them that way. Because
do
we
it.
Want
Love
everywhere
it.
Where the show has been heard. Mm-hmm. That's the way it is. Our show today brought to you by Cornerstone. As many of you know, I just finished a mortgage and an application in the process of all the stuff I did, and I used Cornerstone First Financial, and they were fantastic. They were everything that I have been telling you about for years, and they're better. They're great people there. 2020's housing affordability is at a record high. As of right now, it's actually cheaper to buy a home than it is to rent. Here are the facts. Historically low interest rates, low down payment options. Experts say it's currently 30% cheaper to buy a home than throw your money away in rental payments. Furthermore, with the limited inventory, experts are predicting the spring housing market will start within a month, or maybe in my case, within a week, or
anytime.
Maybe today.
Maybe today.
Pray.
Flames on my face.
Quit wasting your time and money. You need to work with the experts at Cornerstone First Financial, whether you want to purchase or refinance. Call Mark Livingstone. He has all the programs. Great people. Say hi to everybody over there. Joel Rogers?
Joe Rogers.
Joe Rogers. Joanna. Debbie.
Little Tater.
Little Tater.
Yeah.
202-625-1221. 202-625-1221. You won't find better. They're fantastic people. Cornerstonefirst.com is where you get your info. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention.
Joe Rogers is a listener. Joe Rogers is also a listener, but also supporter.
Dole Rogers is the pilot roller coaster enthusiast.
Yeah.
And Joe Rogers is the
good
man.
Good people. They actually are advertising on our show, and they have for a couple of years now. And they also live in the building, which is great.
First floor.
They work there. They all live there. They have cots. It's like
a tree.
24/7. Mike, before the program started officially, I had one. Rob had a follow up as well.
Just a question. On just the a Rofo query.
Engagement. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My last, stat that was not given to me, but that was sent to me. Was that the length of
it was given to you.
The length of the engagement is non-traditional. In 2019, the knot.com says that your average engagement is 13.6 months in the US, right? Sounds a little valid, over a year. Right. You're engaged for about a year.
I love those stats.
Yes. Get
13 months.
Rob,
a year.
Rob's engagement is 5 months.
Well, you know what I get the impression? I get these are two kids had the discussion and they said, you know, let's go ahead. Let's do it. Why wait? We're going to get married. We're going to get married and we're going to make it official and it'll improve our situation. Why are you looking at me? I mean, they've been together a while. They've been living together.
My engagement was 13 months. As a matter of fact, I do remember it. That's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what?
It's hard to get 2 years.
It's hard to get it all done in a year.
Yeah.
So we'll see. My other question is.
I don't know how long my engagement was.
Engagements, plural.
Yeah, engagements.
Yeah.
I think the Carla engagement was rather brief, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like 3 days.
It was not 3 days.
Didn't you ask her and then you got married that same day?
No, it's... Oh.
Didn't you go down to the Justice of the Peace because you were headed off to World War II?
You think I am Dennis Quaid?
Exactly.
For Christ's sake. I mean, no. It's like, I don't know why I used his name. I just thought I'd use his name. It sounds like something he would do, one of the Quaid boys. I don't know. So, the shortness of the engagement.
That is the last.
So here's with 5 years of courtship. I think maybe that offsets the length of the engagement.
For 5 months of engagement.
Maybe.
But Oscar's concerns are circling back on earlier concerns with dates. The dates seem to be unusual.
Mm-hmm.
The post-dating of the engagement. To make it seem longer than it actually has been.
Does an expectant mother show at 5 months?
Jesus. You're a monster.
It's a sledgehammer. You come in here with a sledgehammer.
When he comes in, Rob Rofo, it's Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
He's the one that's misbehaving.
And if that's the case, we're here, man.
There's nothing wrong with being conceived out of wedlock.
Rob Spiewak was conceived out of wedlock.
I was known as a love child.
You could have a funny boy, funny girl.
And you're so engaged in your own personal life that you only found out when you were like 30. You were 28. You said you were 28.
That's about
years
right.
Old.
I can tell you exactly where I was. I was in the production room at WJFK, and we were running dates. I was with Chris Madzik. You remember Stimpy? I said, my parents were married in August of 19. No, that can't be right. And I actually got a calendar off the wall and started counting. And I called my dad, and he says, took you long enough.
you never thought HBS. About your birthday and their anniversary.
That's his la 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 life.
No, it's not.
That's
it's because
la, la, la.
No, it's
that,
not.
No.
It's Rob, not. It's not.
Rob, it is. It's the way you.
When your parents
life.
Split in fourth grade and their anniversary isn't really a thing anymore, why are you going to sit down and do the math? And if it's never brought up to you, don't you naturally assume that your parents? We're married. I saw pictures from
the
wedding.
I'll let your brother answer that. I'll let your brother answer that.
I'll say that.
Are you sweating the details at age 9?
No, but I would know by like 16 or 17, I imagine.
No, because the anniversary is not something you think about because they're
divorced. By the way, and the onus is not necessarily on our boy here.
Oh, no. It's HBS all the way. He left.
No, I mean, the man who managed, really.
I don't know that he left. No, I think it was rather mutual.
I'm saying it's probably on him to let you know that.
Right.
I think it would be a valid statistic.
That long business trip.
The man who's capable of Facebook liking, you know, he'd like Joseph Stalin if somebody. You ever see the stuff your father likes?
Likes everything.
I think
he doesn't even.
He likes everything except his first marriage.
That's true.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, it's a little late for you to discover
to figure it out. Yeah.
And I think I asked you this question before on the show. It caused a little consternation, right? It didn't feel that great.
No, yeah. I don't know that it was consternation.
You were confused.
I think it bothered me that I did. It took me that long to figure it out.
Daddy.
Are you my father?
He was confused at 28.
What's crazy, though? I mean, there was wedding pictures and everything. You know, so why would you question it? Why would you question
it? Yeah, that's true. You just assume, by the way, everybody has a past.
Yes.
Everybody has a past.
And I remember having that a child Ford. Out of wedlock is also, I would say, now a modern family.
To be fair, I was born inside of wedlock.
Yes.
Just conceived.
I was born.
But is there
outside of wedlock at a drive-in
and
movie theater?
And be honest, is it? And I'm gonna answer first. Mm-hmm. I don't think if somebody walked in here today and said, me and my long-term girlfriend or a boyfriend are having a child out of wedlock, I would not think sin or weird or strange.
No.
Or
mm-mm.
I would think that's a modern take on what I see when I've seen a lot.
I think the only thing that separates it from that is that they went through with the marriage and did it. You know, it's not like they didn't like bravely come out and say, hey, you know, this is what's up.
Yeah.
I think they sort of, you know, sidestepped it a little bit by having the wedding.
I get it.
By the way, I've always been a believer.
And it's cool. I mean, and they're great. Yeah. They're great parents.
Yeah.
And I don't want to just say.
Yeah.
Oh.
I want to say, I don't think that I don't understand that people occasionally will make a mistake. I think I've been fortunate in my life that. But it just seems to me that when I have wanted to conceive children, I have conceived children.
If it's God's will, right. It's God's will, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
But there's,
and
but
the
I know that
tea.
There.
Didn't you have like a high tea patch for a while? I don't know if God's involved with that.
No, I didn't think I the testosterone thing.
Didn't you have a high testosterone patch, and then you got then little Michael was conceived?
I don't think it was a patch.
But you got the cream, maybe a cream.
Maybe it was a patch.
Yeah,
maybe it was a patch.
You had some scientific help. I remember that.
Wow. Laughter
but that wasn't
breaking
for the
through
problem.
The sound
that
barrier not, next door now.
That was not for purposes of conception.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's because you wanted to fight.
Because I wanted to fight better. With these 60-year-old spotted hands.
Say that again, mister.
With these leopard hands of mine. Look, I'm a leopard. I'm an old leopard man.
I thought you were and this is not how naive I was, because I was in my early 30s.
Right.
When you were getting the, I guess it was the cream and the clear, I thought that you were trying to conceive.
It was definitely at the house.
Yes.
Because I remember talking
about it. No, that was weight and sex drive stuff. It was
not
conception.
Give me the name of that doctor, please.
I didn't like him. I didn't like him.
You like the doctor?
I didn't like him at all.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah. I mean, I just didn't like him. And this was back in Virginia.
Yeah, yeah. And for one thing, it was a dentist.
Hey, we're now giving high tea.
Just put it on your gums.
And by the way, somebody the other day, we're driving away from dinner. I should bring this up now.
Yeah.
We're driving away from dinner with Carlin and her friend that's a nurse practitioner.
Yeah.
And apparently she does at this spa these hormone treatments for people because she's a medical person.
Yeah,
we're driving away. So she said she could help you out. I said, help me out with what? I seem to be doing fine. I'm okay with that. You know, and I just remembered that. I'm going to have to do a deep dive on that.
Because
I am 60
out?
Now. Yeah, like you know, with feeling better and more energetic and all that. It's like, okay.
That's the Pilates again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. But anyway, with Rofo.
I don't think you need any help. Rob might, but you don't.
You know, Rob doesn't. He did it.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe we should have a picture of him holding up today's newspaper.
Kevin Hart.
Do you think when we get, we're going to get him on the show next week. When he comes in next week, do you think we should revisit the idea of perhaps Rofo being a daddy?
Well, I don't know. And this is me being human for the next 15 seconds. I don't know if it's our place to ask him these questions. I think he listens on a regular basis. I think he will hear these words. I believe that he will come in and clarify on his own time and term. All I can say is that we are here to support him. And if he would like to talk about this online or offline, we're here.
By the way, and I right now, as it sits, I believe everything he said to us.
Yes.
And I think all these people that like to speculate on what's going on, it's fun. It's a fun exercise. But let me remind all those people, this is a human being we're talking about. This is a person's life.
Yes.
This is because Rob Ford is a person.
He's a person first.
Now, Mike, the question I wanted to ask before we put the button on it today.
Yeah.
I have not, and I don't think you have because you're in another state. You spend the most time with Rob, and there's other people of Podcast Village within the sound of my voice. Has anyone met the bride-to-be?
I think I've met her once in the last 5 years.
Okay.
Like, well, in least, a passing.
All right, so at least you've met her.
And there's a yes. a picture up there. Yes. Yes. A puppy. Yes, yes. You know, yes. I think
because, and this might have been like on a weekend, like in a running car that was rolling away, and I waved.
You think Perkins or Stein has met her?
Yeah, probably.
Mm.
But I also think, in fairness to Rob, that relationship, like every relationship, had its ups and downs, and we met Rob in that relationship on a down. So you know, it wasn't what? Like if he was going to come and parade her around.
What time is Perkins doing his radio show or his TV show?
So Tony Perkins in the morning gets off at what time? 9 or 10 p.m.?
Probably 9.
Yes. And then afternoon starts at 3.
All right. If we can, somebody reach out to TP.
I'll do it.
Tony Perkins. Been a long time since we visited with him. I want to find out if he's overworked.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like that schedule for a man of my age is rather intense. Yeah, the buckage.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, you've always said
if the suitcase was big enough.
That's right.
If the suitcase was big enough.
I imagine Samsonite's involved.
He can buy an awful big pillow to put his head on and rest.
But let's find out what his theory is on the road for. Let's get,
he knows and cares and loves Rob.
That's wonderful.
He actually gave Rob the time that Rob spent with the Tony Perkins show was where he really grew up and got his, I would call, radio chops, because Tony, God bless him, he didn't suffer fools. So if there was a problem, there was
his co-host.
He would tell you how
that's simply a joke,
how it was done on Good Morning America and how he expected things to be done. Yeah. No questions. Right.
All right. Well, I'm done talking about Rofo. And besides, I want to talk about the yogurt store.
You know,
we'll do that when I come back.
Rob Ford would be a good panelist for that.
Yeah, it's why my attitude for old people down here is just deteriorating, like you would not believe. I'm tired of them.
Tired.
It's grossing me out. It's pissing me off. Driving in stores everywhere. If you like that, or if you think I'm just whining, if you think I'm whining, tune out, because you're not going to like what I'm doing coming up. But it ends happily, very, very happily, and it involves a lot of fun things. We'll do that when we come back. My story about going to the yogurt store. We'll be right back. Hello, this is Bernie Sanders talking to you about the shopping center at TMOS. You got the Target.com, Macy's.com, and my favorite, Walmart.com, where I go every month to buy new sneakers. I buy my sneakers at Walmart.com through the TMOS website. It's marvelous. You'll love it. And you're stimulating the economy, and you're getting health care for everyone. All right, I know they're not related, but just remember this. TMOS Shopping Center, Walmart, Bernie Sanders, sneakers. Are we clear? Thank you, and good evening.
Thank you, Bernie. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Here's a fact. 9 out of 10 couples prefer a different mattress firmness. That's so obvious. Yeah. What will you do? What will you do? Sleep Number to the rescue. I am as proud of my association with this product as any advertiser on this show. From feather soft to super firm, you can adjust each side to your Sleep Number setting so it's just right for both of you. Proper sleep strengthens immunity, increases the ability to focus, sharpens cognitive function, and improves emotional well-being. You gotta go to a Sleep Number store and try their individual fit technology. Explore the science behind the bed. You can literally see your body's pressure points react to a Sleep Number 360 smart bed. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you sleeping comfortably through the night. My Sleep Number setting is an 85, Carla's is a 65, and we love it. Discover proven quality sleep and save 50% on the 360 limited edition smart bed. Now, it's not the 360 limited edition smart bed, you moron. It's the 360 limited edition smart bed.
Yes.
Now.
What?
See it now. I don't know what's going on. Carla's sweeping out on the... I can't concentrate while you're sweeping the stoop in a sundress.
Hey, Mike, at least when you see your wife with a broom, you know she's not about to take a trip.
Yes, that's right. Another happy wedded bliss. checking in there.
Who dropped a house on my sister?
Look at the outfit. There she is in the back in the blurry.
Carla.
Once you come into the focus, come into focus.
It's like a Fellini film.
You gotta really learn it. Lean in so people can see you.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. There you are.
Hi. What is this?
There you
are. It's a portrait effect.
It is.
Awesome.
Good luck today.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. We're going to need it.
Thank you.
Oh, that's nice.
Who's the person we had drinks with the other night and dinner? What did they say about testosterone and me? What were they doing?
She could help you.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get you all settled.
Yeah, something like we're going to get you the help settled? You need.
We're going to get pellets in your ass.
All right. Okay, whatever. Okay. Another time. Thank you. Sleep Number stores. Go to sleepnumber.com/TMOS. When you go to a Sleep Number store, please tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you pellets in your ass.
Right. In yo.
I don't know what that means.
That's going to be either. A great air right. check.
Can I tell my yogurt story,
Mike,
please?
I was just wondering if you had anything that had to do with yogurt to tell us. Right.
Here it is.
All right.
And stop, Rob, with the biological functions, all right?
Right. I agree.
This is...
Oh, my God.
This place now, more than any time in years past, I always tell you it gets more crowded and more crowded and more crowded. We venture out, and I'm with my wonderful little son, and he doesn't want to go out. And who can blame him? Going out of the house the way it is down here. The traffic is here. The people are here. It's crazy. It's nasty. And so parking lots that in the summertime are virtually devoid of people are right. now just busting at the seams.
Gridlock.
There are people everywhere. So the job is to, what am I picking up? I'm picking up, I think, some protein for the keto dinner at Costco. And I had to get one other thing that I don't remember at Costco, but it's a real quick trip. I pick up a few things for dinner, and as I'm, it's so crowded. And as I am walking my shopping cart, there is a lady, and I'm briskly walking because I want to get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady is in front of me and starts to move across and looks at me top of her lungs and goes, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa." And that's the way it sounded too, with her nasty scowl, and she cuts across in front of me after saying whoa whoa with no other greeting or thank you, excuse me, or anything wow. like that. So I look over at her at the exact same volume level, and I go whoa 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 whoa, and the people in back of me crack up. A slightly younger yeah. couple yeah. laughing. And that's, I turned around.
The original whoa, whoa lady, can you estimate her age?
78, 79
but
years
getting,
old.
Getting around okay, but older.
Maybe older. Maybe okay. older. Right. And just sitting there with this face.
Scott.
They all have this face.
Yeah.
Like that. And I turn around to the people who are laughing at what I did, and I go, it's season in Florida. Yeah. And so I check out, and I promised Michael that I would go to Yogurt Mountain, which I think is the name. Do you have those in a...
No, I think this might be exclusively Florida.
I think it's called Yogurt Mountain.
Yeah.
Look it up. It might be... I think he said Yogurt Mountain.
Let me type that into my
That's
old...
That's a video mountain. I found last right. night.
Twice Gross. A morning, Mike.
Gross!
Guys, I don't want any more... jokes, okay? Can we please...
That was not that.
Was this me?
No, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to...
Easy.
Robin Pony.
Yeah. Well, they're both sexually deprived for different reasons.
All right. So listen, we go there and he wants to get his yogurt that he loves the yogurt where you can self-serve yourself and right. then put all the stuff in it. Right. So there's one of these stores over in the mall. And that was his. That's what got him out of the house. And I said, that'll be your thing for the day. He said, can't we go to Chuck E. Cheese? I said, we don't go to Chuck E. Cheese every weekend. All right. It's not, you know, your life is not an amusement park yet.
Yogurt Mountain, a national chain. There's one in Hanover, yeah. Maryland.
Yeah, there you go. Yogurt Mountain. So we go over there and...
Over 50 toppings?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a... You know what? If you are looking for a sugar rush, it's, you know, it's a salad.
It looks fun.
It looks like it's a lot of fun. Yeah. We go to... So we walk into Yogurt Mountain and there's a lovely little teenager that's, you know, working at a part-time job there. And she's there. And there's a man in front of us and he kind of... does a slide in front of us, but not in a rude way. He just wanted to get his sweet sugar on. And so he goes in front of us and he asks for, they give you sample cups so that you can go up and try the different right. yogurts. And they ask, so I'm not able to partake because it's got sugar and I don't want to, you know, screw up what I'm doing right now. So Michael gets his little sample cup and he moves over and he's trying the different flavors and it's adorable and it's fantastic. And one of the flavors I think is mint chocolate chip.
Aww.
And the other is cookies and cream. But I should point out that, you know, it's one of these yogurt flavored things. These
yeah, are, you got to pull them. Self serve,
but it's also not cookies and cream out. No. It's the flavor of cookies and cream,
right? Because it's got to be smooth,
right? So the guy's in front, and the older guy, it's kind of a golfer dude that's getting his stuff, and he's amused with Michael, which I think is great. Thank you for engaging with my son. Mm-hmm. Everything's fine. So at this point, he picks chocolate. White chocolate mousse. That's the flavor of yogurt that he gets. I'm like, well, way to go, sophisticated.
Yeah,
man.
Nice palate. I stay away from mousse regularly.
Well, that's where the maturity ends because when I give you the toppings list, that's when he becomes a 6-year-old. He is 1,000% 6-year-old, and I still remember what he picked.
Okay.
So he gets his yogurt mousse. And he fills it, I filled it for him. And, you don't want to go too crazy because they only have this one, like, medium size.
It's also weight-based.
Yeah, I was going to say they sell by weight, right?
It's sell by weight. Yeah. So he gets his little yogurt, and it's white chocolate mousse. And then it's over to what he really likes, which is the topping bar. So here are the toppings on his ice cream. And you tell me if there's anybody that other than a 6-year-old that could ingest this concoction. He gets... Stroop waffles, little mini Stroop waffles that they have there. He gets two of them. I said, how many do you want? He says, two. This is his treat. He gets whatever he wants on the thing. And by the way, it's by weight, so it's not like we're piecemeal.
Well, that's
so
light.
I said, Stroop waffles. He moves on. He moves on to the one item that really would prevent me from enjoying it. He wants Sour Patch gummies.
Oh, so no!
White chocolate mousse, Stroop waffles.
That is quite a...
And Sour Patches. Then he gets chocolate shots. And what was the last one that he got there? Oh, my God. I'm going to forget. Oh, here we go. Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah.
Fruity Pebbles cereal.
That
he, yes. So that's it. A combination of chocolate and fruitiness. That
is the sour, though.
This is...
And here's the yogurt. The only problem with frozen yogurt is that it always has the slightest underpinnings of sour because it's yogurt, right?
Right.
So don't put Sour Patch Kids underscore it.
He doesn't know that flavor profile.
He is happy.
Yeah. Did he eat it?
So, he ate it when we got home. We get up to the cashier and we're going to check out. And I am behind the golf guy that was engaging. He pays. And I'm taking a step up when, out of the left corner of my eye, comes a monster.
Oh, no.
An evil 70-plus-year-old bowling ball, furry facial hair, female monster bitch that comes out of the corner and just does literally... doesn't give me, or more importantly, my son, a second thought as she bowling balls her way up to the counter and says to the cashier, "What's this?" Showing this little poop of her sample cup to the person, "This isn't cookies and cream." She said, "Where is the cookies and cream? You don't have it here." And the lady behind the counter says, "Oh, it's the third. It's the third one down. Yeah. The right spigot has the cookies and cream." "No, this is what I got." And she says, "I'll give the girl a lot of credit." Mm-hmm. She looks right back here. He said, "That is cookies and cream."
Yes.
At this point, this rhino troll says in her raspy, nasty ass voice, filled with attitude, "Well, I didn't see, and it's not cookies and cream, chocolate chip cookie dough."
Okay.
She says,
"Fair.
I didn't see any chocolate chips or cookie dough come out." At this point, I want to get, if I had a full cup of water, I would have dumped it on her head.
Oh, no.
She is so, being so rotten.
Hostile.
To this girl.
Yes. Yeah.
She's being so, and she's in a place where she's getting a treat. Why are you being a monster to this poor teenager that's working her part-time job? So the lady explains, the girl behind the counter says, "Well, it's not really chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream. It's chocolate chip cookie dough flavored yogurt."
Yes.
And I swear to God, this is the quote. She says, "Well, if you say so, and turns around, and I'm like, I'm so put off by this woman.
You'd have to be speechless at this point.
Right. We pay. It's roughly $5 and change for this yogurt and with the way I hand this young lady a $20 bill.
Good man.
And I say to her, keep the change because, and I said, as we're walking, and I know the lady, I said, because we're all not like that.
Good man.
And good fortunately, man. My son was oblivious to it, and we walked out, and now I've used too much time. But
This is
God, old people, okay?
Represent yourself.
Sons and daughters of the greatest generation are, I think, the worst generation.
I think you may be right.
Entitled, rude, soft, and a bunch of f***ers, okay? Thank you. I've said my piece. We'll come back.
There's no dough in here.
Yes, we'll come back on the Mike O'Mara Show with a very short break.
Alexa, who are the interns on the Mike O'Mara Show?
I don't understand what you mean by interns.
You know, the people behind the scenes.
I don't know what you mean.
Come on, the ones who write all the promos, the people who do all the real work.
Did you mean to search for Matt Ponyboy Bloom?
What? No, he's not an intern.
Now searching for Ponyboy Bloom on the Mike O'Mara Show.
No, Alexa, cancel. Search people who work hard on TMOS.
Now searching for Maddie Masiello.
No!
Remember, I can play the Mike O'Mara Show for you, today, and every day. All you need to do is ask Alexa.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Zappos. We love Zappos.
Yes.
We've got ourselves a big football game in Miami coming up. Who will win? Who will win?
Oh, it's a...
It's the 50th anniversary of the Concorde. Hello. The Taylor Swift documentary opens in theaters this weekend. You go, Tay-Tay. And the Summer Olympics hit Tokyo.
Yes, the Olympics, Mike.
Including the heart-pounding excitement of dressage. So many horses. 2020 also marks the 20th year that Zappos continues to offer over 1,000 trusted brand names to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. And Zappos does it with the absolute best customer service and a selection that's unmatched. No matter what it is, if you wear it, get it at Zappos. We just ask you that you support us both by accessing the big Zappos banner on our website. Just click the banner. As always, Zappos provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos. You make us look good all year long. See you in Tokyo for the thrill of competition. Artistic swimming, bitches. Looking good, Olympians. Way to go. That's wonderful.
I can't wait, Mike. The swimming is something else, isn't it?
I've talked about the keto thing. When I do carbohydrates, I am telling you, there are three Rob Spiewak fruitcakes in my freezer. That will be the first thing that I take into my system when I have my
Now, there is, you so see, here's the thing. There is some sugar in it, but, you know, they're about, by weight, 50% nut. So it's not as big of a cheat as you think. I mean, there is some cheating there, but that protein of the nuts will help.
That's it. Now,
you can't take advice from a man who looks like this. You just can't do that.
It's advice about food.
Yeah.
How many, by the way, as the creator of fruitcakes, how many since they were created, how many do you think you've enjoyed? How many fruitcakes?
Two.
Two.
You've two. One two? From the one from the run that we did at the bakery for the...
What about total? Total lifetime and your entire lifetime?
That's a stupid question. Go f*** yourself.
We're having some post-production editing today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You have to admit, it's a dumb question.
Well, the lifetime value of your intake, I think we'd want to know.
All right. 1 million fruitcakes.
A million fatty fruitcakes that are...
8,000 cherries.
Oh, yes, man. Exactly. Do you know calorically what they are? How much? How many calories in a fruitcake?
It's almost a wash. They're very few.
A wash?
Yeah, it's mostly the fruit is all, you know, fruit doesn't count because it's just fruit.
Right.
It's nature's candy. And then there's a...
This is how he decides. Oh, the butter. The butter's got some
it's
milk in
wash.
It.
There's
it's
no
a
butter.
Wash.
There's no butter in it.
No, I'm saying at home when you're looking at all your options when you're
No, there's no butter. The fruitcake never when touches
you
butter.
When you I guess this is the logic I see when you have any type of treat at home that's supposed to be something that maybe you would take in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
That you and your
Wish
mind
I could take you in moderation.
You and your mind look at that treat and say, "Ah, It's 10% protein. 10% protein is good for me. And then you take the entire 100%, 90%.
No, because I genuinely don't care. That ship has sailed.
Okay.
But
I don't care.
Bird cake is if you think about it, it's not unlike a granola bar.
Thank you, Rob Spiewak. That's Rob Spiewak and his nutritional information.
The next time you're dropping $2.50 on a stupid Kind bar, think about what you messed up by not buying a fruitcake from
us.
What you missed.
What if you translated the fruitcakes into like bars? No, I think it's got to be a holiday confection.
Yes.
I think it's always got You don't want to do that. I'm always thinking, though.
But thinking
about how we can bring more into the TMOS coffers.
Perhaps the summer of banana bread is right around the corner.
Okay, we'll take a break now. When we come back, it's news you may not need. Summer of banana bread. Hey, everybody.
I got the t-shirt.
Like,
Nanner.
Oh, yeah. Summer of banana bread. That's good.
And Mike,
yeah.
A lot of nuts in banana bread, so technically it's keto.
After a long workout,
sure.
Banana bread.
Now that you can
eat it
butter.
In a microwave and put a little butter on it. Yeah. We'll be right back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know what? There seems to be a lot of friction out there lately.
I know. We all gotta get along.
That's right.
Instead of everyone choosing sides, we should all just get along and laugh.
And there's a perfect solution. The TMOS Bonus Show.
It's an extra hour of laughs you get every week from Mike, Rob, and Oscar.
Plus, your subscription helps support the mission of TMOS, keeping America in hysterics.
So click on the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com today and join the fun.
After all, it's very funny.
It's an extra hour of comedy.
It's funny.
Extra hour.
Funny.
Extra hour.
Oh, good Lord. Those two still don't have it figured out. Take it from me, that guy, the TMOS Bonus Show, is a fantastic way to support the show that's both funny and an extra hour of mirth and whimsy. Get your passport to the assport today. Back to you, Mike.
That guy.
That guy, along with Marvin the Martian and Fred Flintstone. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Legacy Box. Hey, let's think about the future of your past.
Yes.
Get it? Is your family's legacy digitally preserved so it can be passed down for generations to come? Legacy Box is a super simple mail-in service to have all your home movies and pictures digitally preserved on a thumb drive, a DVD, or the cloud. You just go online, purchase the box that you need, you'll get a Legacy Box kit, and you'll fill it with all your media, slap on the prepaid mailing label, and send it back. In a couple of weeks, you get all your originals back, plus perfectly preserved digital copies ready to watch, share, and relive. Over 750,000 families, including me, Oscar, and Rob, have trusted Legacy Box. You should, too. You're going to love it. Get started. Press preserving your past today. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to get an incredible 40% off your first order. Buy today to take advantage of this exclusive offer and send it in when you're ready. Save your time, save your memories. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 40% while supplies last. We love Legacy Box. You are going to love it as well.
News.
Yes.
For Kobe Bryant, using a helicopter was a pretty standard method of transportation, but he might have been concerned about the risks. A source told People magazine, quote, he and his wife Vanessa had a deal that they would never fly on a helicopter together. They didn't elaborate beyond that.
Like the president and vice president thing?
Yeah. Well, I know going back to a couple of the McCabes in my neighborhood, they're both long gone now. But
right.
Back in the day when they would travel on vacation, they would take separate flights because they, if anything happened, they wanted to make sure that one parent
was
alive.
I thought it was because Mr. McCabe hated her.
No, that was not the case. But thank you, Rob. Seems to be the theme
so
of today's
dark.
Show.
That's all I got.
The quote was, he and his wife, Vanessa, had a deal. They would never fly in a helicopter together. They didn't elaborate beyond that, but it sounds like they wanted to make sure their kids weren't orphaned if something happened.
Wow.
For what it's worth, if you look at a map, it appears Kobe and the others with him wouldn't have needed a helicopter since they were just shooting across L.A., except you don't shoot across L.A. They were traveling roughly 80 miles, which could take 2.5 hours in everyday L.A. traffic. That's a long time.
Yeah.
In fact, Kobe was known to take a helicopter much shorter distances just to work out. In an interview in 2018, Kobe said that he started commuting by helicopter when he realized how much time he was wasting in traffic, and he wanted to spend that time with his family. So,
Have you ever been in a helicopter?
I have never been in a helicopter in my adult life.
So, Rob and I were having this conversation off air. I have been on a similar helicopter in my life, and I completely had forgotten about it because we weren't talking about me. We were talking about the tragedy. When I worked for Earthwalk, and we flew down to Rusty Wallace Racing for what would have been a Mangere endorsement deal.
Rusty Wallace?
Yes. For his race team, Rusty Wallace Racing. We landed in my former CEO's plane, and then we walked over to a similar helicopter like the one that Kobe Bryant was in. We jumped into that helicopter with our handler, and then they flew us to the Rusty Wallace Racing compound.
Only time you've been in a helicopter?
That's the only time I've ever been in an executive helicopter.
What was the experience like? Because I think a lot of people, most Americans haven't flown.
You're flying lower than you would ever think.
Yeah, and this is something we mentioned yesterday, because being DC people, we see copters flying low over the bridges all the time.
Right.
Like Marine One, we get to see the president's helicopter fly all the time over DC.
But you don't realize how low you're actually
flying in that ceiling. And I remember when we were talking about drones and the no-fly zones, and how the ceiling for helicopters or for drones should have been 400 feet, because that's where helicopters fly. Mm-hmm. The reason why we flew from the tarmac, this private airfield, to the Rusty Wallace Racing Complex was what I imagine for the entire quoting process of an advertiser, but also because it was 10 times more efficient because of the gridlock traffic in Charlotte.
Oh, time, yeah.
And we landed right next to the race facility and walked right into a boardroom where there was a meeting. And I could see why. And when you're flying, you notice right away that you're flying over traffic.
Yeah.
And one of the anecdotes within the news yesterday were that they cleared the pilot to fly, but they asked him to follow the highway, to fly over the highway to his destination as they were trying to go visual.
So that, I guess, also helps them track the flight, right?
But also the highway is clear from these mountainous areas.
Like, and it sounds like perhaps the highway was obscured with the kind of fog.
They could not find the highway.
They couldn't see. That's the bottom line what happened with that. So it's
pretty surreal.
It's a tragedy. The friendship between Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart is one of the strangest things this millennium has spawned, but it's legit. Snoop even has a favorite food Martha makes to eat while he's high. It's baked ham glazed with brown sugar and served with cognac. He says, quote, "That old ham that you can use 5 days later with a piece of bread and it tastes brand new."
That old ham, Mike.
That old ham. Yeah, Martha. Martha also drives Snoop to drink, but in a good way. He says, quote, "She knows how to set up a drink. I'm not a drinker.
Such a nice thing.
But whenever I'm in the presence of Martha, I just somehow, some way, get a glass of vodka or some sort of drink." Well, there's Snoop and Martha.
I think a lot of the gourmands, the cooking specialists, they lean on their drinking. If you watch some of these celebrity cooking shows, say like a Valerie Bertinelli cooking show, or
they
God
like
forbid,
their alcohol.
Patricia Heaton always led with a cocktail.
But isn't it a great feeling when someone? And as an adult, I get to go over more people's homes than I used to when I was younger as a guest.
Right.
Because I guess that's what you do when you get older. You don't just go to bars all the time.
No, sometimes you get in a helicopter and you go to Rusty Wallace's
house.
Well,
you do when I'm 32. That's all I do.
Okay.
Well, I don't go to people's homes.
Yeah.
I go where strangers are. I go hang out with fellow strange alcoholics.
What's your name?
Yeah. Even down here, I don't get invited anywhere.
I know.
The only place I do is when it's like a formal agreement. You know, I play golf with guys, and then we get to go settle our bets up on the patio. That's the only time I drink with other human beings.
So the swapping of money is your socialization.
Sure. Carly gets invites all the time, and I come along.
Sure.
But I'm just there. They're not talking to me.
You're the plus one. Yeah.
Oh, nice to meet you.
There is a great feeling, though, if you do walk in someone's house and they say, what would you like to drink?
Yes. The best.
It's lovely. It's wonderful. It's nice delightful.
Yeah.
Provided you could stay in good health, how old would you want to be when you finally keeled over? Over 2,000 people were polled, and you might think most of us would want to live forever, but it only tied for first with 17% of the vote. Here's what people said. 17% of us would live forever. 9% say at least 200 years
what?
Old. 6% said somewhere between 125 and 200. 11% said between 100 and 125. 17% said 90 to 100. So that one got as many votes as forever. 12% said between 80 and 90. 7%, excuse me, said 70 to 80 years old.
Practice.
Bring it up again. We'll vote on
happening
it.
Right now. And 3% of us would rather burn out than fade away. That's how many said they'd like to pack it in before 70. Not me. Thank you very
hell
much.
No, hell no way. No, please, though.
No, I mean, really, when it gets to... It's so vague when they say to be in good health because they don't really discuss the quality of life. Because you see people that are 100 years old that are technically in good health.
I got a guy that's 96 down here that is putting on the green, hitting on the driving range. I played golf and had my ass kicked the other day by a guy that's 83. Yeah. I'm post-90. That's what I like, post-90.
Let's
that's what I'm looking at. I saw my mom live a good quality of life right up until she was 93, 94 years old.
I'll take 42.
42. Thank you, Rob Spiewak. Doctors in Texas said a man who came in complaining of frequent headaches and a fainting spell may have had a tapeworm in his brain for over a decade. Officials at Ascension Seton said the Austin man came in after fainting in the middle of a soccer game last year and told doctors he had been experiencing severe headaches for months. An MRI revealed the man had a tapeworm in his brain.
Ah.
The worm was removed surgically, and the man is now recovering. Reported to doctors that his headaches have ceased. Doctors said the man may have contracted the tapeworm by eating undercooked pork in Mexico more than a decade ago. A decade having a worm in your brain.
A tapeworm.
Yeah, from Mexico. Said, a Mexican here's tapeworm.
Here's the gross part. They said the man's sister previously had a tapeworm removed from her brain years earlier.
Oh, then there's something.
They were all on vacation together. Probably the same steak or pork.
Either that or their mom is a lousy housekeeper.
Gross. So nasty. Anyway, and now a little something something. If you're driving a 27-foot-long hot dog, you're going to attract a lot of attention, including attention from the cops. A police officer in Waukesha, Wisconsin, pulled over the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile over the weekend when the driver didn't move to the side of the road for an emergency vehicle. Prick. The cop wound up letting the driver off with a warning. So, you know, that's good. Things could have been versed.
Oh.
Let's be frank. Those cars are so hard to drive. And Wisconsin in January is chilly. If you don't dress properly, you'll freeze your buns off.
Buns. Funny
and at
word.
Least the driver didn't get all up in the cop's grill. I relish these stories.
Thank you.
That's it. That's all for him. But I know it sucked. We'll take a break. Come back with a very quick audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Okay.
Okay, listen up. O'Reilly here, and you're there, and you want to get in touch with TMOS. You don't know how. You're out of touch, right? Lazy, uninformed, not good people. Well, who's looking out for you? I am. I'm here at The Factor, and we can hook you up. You can always email the show at rob@mikeomarishow.com. That's Rob, 2 B's, big head, not a good guy. Or P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Mail something like a letter or a parcel or a citizenship inquiry for Oscar. He's not from around here. We keep an eye on that one. And be sure to keep an eye out for my new book, Killing Mike O'Mara. Yeah, the plot involves $1 margaritas and a kid named Pony. He's very thin, nervous guy. The Mike O'Mara Show, always available and always looking out for you. This is Bill O'Reilly, and I hate everything. Desire. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Campbell's Cream of Mushroom Soup.
Yum.
Crema de champignon. Champignones. Crema de champignones. Are champignones mushrooms?
Campiones.
Yeah. What is it?
Campiones.
Campiones.
This is our first bilingual spot ever. Yes.
A smooth, rich soup made with mushrooms, cream, and garlic. It's so easy to prepare. Just reconstitute with water. In a 4-quart pot, combine 1 can of soup and 1 can of water. Simmer over low heat, stirring often for extra creamy. Add some milk. Ooh! It's the great flavor that patrons love. How about that? Isn't that something? So versatile. Use it as is, amped up, or as an ingredient. No matter what, Campbell's soup is mm-mm good. But not as good as the TMOS bonus show. It's only a click away and get a bowl of laughs today. Just click the banner on our website and you'll get access to all of our bonus content and you'll be helping TMOS. It's your passport.
The assport.
The assport. Copyright 2020. The TMOS bonus show with less than 100 calories per serving and no trans fats except for Rob. Buy it. It's super. All right, that's a lot of puns. Let's open up the audio vault. There it is. Rob Spiewak, take it away. We only got a couple of minutes left.
I know. Soup is funny. Do you know what today is?
What?
National Kazoo Day. And here is from the 1978.
Led Zeppelin.
Yes, from the 1978 Kazoo Orchestra album. This is Whole Lot of Love on Kazoo. Now, don't get confused. The green guy on the Flintstones was Gazoo, not Kazoo.
Oh my God. Hold on.
What?
I am embarrassed.
Why?
But the buyers for our house,
yes,
the potential people that are looky looks,
yes,
yeah,
they're on their way.
Okay.
I have to leave the show now.
Okay.
And leave it to you.
Wrap it up.
I am terribly. I'm not going to be doing the podcast when they walk up the street. Can you handle the last 5 minutes of the show?
Of course.
I think we can. Yeah, yeah, yes.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Think we can? Thank you. I apologize.
Oh, no, that's weird.
Are they really coming, or do you just have a sudden craving for soup?
I want mushroom soup. I got to go.
Bye.
I'm sorry.
Bye.
Play
them out. Bye.
This is just in time. Yes. We didn't have to give him the bad news about the desk.
Oh, that's true. Tomorrow. Tomorrow for sure. All right,
I can't
Oscar.
That just happened.
I know. That's funny. This is a funny job.
People, if you really think you
I
care,
heard that.
If you really think he's having a good day now, wait till we tell him about the desk.
Yeah, the
tomorrow.
Desk. That'll be the cherry on his yogurt mountain sundae. I've always said, yes, if you want to get through life well, be classy.
Yeah.
If nothing else, fake it. There is a product called the Crave necklace. Are you familiar with the Crave necklace?
No, I'm not.
To look at it, it appears to be a stainless steel necklace, and the pendant on it almost looks like a long bullet, like you might see in a rifle.
Okay. Yeah.
But what it is, it's a vibrator.
Ooh.
That you wear.
Mm.
And so a lady in Arizona wore this vibrating necklace out to a date with her man friend, mm-hmm, and then they came home and began to use the necklace for what it's used for.
Okay. Doesn't seem really sterile.
She claims she was using it exactly per the directions, meaning externally.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yes.
They're not sure how it ended up in her bladder.
Every time it went off, it was like my entire abdomen was vibrating. I moved and all out of nowhere, I just felt a really sharp pain. Where is it? He didn't know. First reaction was panic because I had just lost something inside of me that was still going off.
The emergency room staff wasn't able to find it in the vagina. I was really surprised when I'm looking in the abdomen and realizing this device is actually in the bladder.
So you spent some time in Arizona.
Look.
Do you have a comment? I know this is not Oscar's take, but
no,
Oscar's take.
This is why we need to study more.
Yes.
Not just anatomy.
Right.
And maybe just if it's the idea that you would wear something around out in the open that you're going to do something out in private with.
Yes, exactly.
Doesn't seem like
not a
good
great
idea.
No.
What
no.
if some hot fudge or bacteria falls on it? You know, like it's not Like, that's not something you should be wearing.
That's the one ingredient you're thinking
about?
Well,
I'm just thinking, like, dessert falls or soup. Like, sure. It's not, you know, staining your shirt type of situation.
Don't want that to happen.
And if it got into your bladder, you're doing it wrong.
It's true. But it does, it is bullet-shaped.
It's gross.
I know, it's horrible. I'm sorry I played it. How about this lucky three-year-old catching his first
fish?
Oh,
nice pivot.
Thank you. I like to cater to everybody. God. This is great. It's a little kid in Alaska, and he's so excited to catch his first fish.
I got one. Nice.
Oh, sweet.
That's great.
Let's see him.
Big one.
Nice, dude.
I got one.
And I love
the fact
there's nothing better than seeing a little kid. The fish probably weighs 9 ounces, but it's the end of a fishing pole.
Yeah.
So he's using all of his body strength to have to pick
just
it
to
up,
hold it.
Get it in the boat. I got one.
You know, clips like that make me want to have kids.
Don't have kids.
Yeah.
No, right. No, not you. People should have kids, but not you. Okay.
Not
very good. Oh, and we close with this.
Might. Who knows?
Before you know it. Who knows? Gestation periods, the whole thing.
Room for day here. No.
This is a local seafood update that affects many people. This is a great tragedy right here.
A winery in California last week accidentally spilled more than 90,000 gallons of red wine into a creek. Now it's not just Dory who can't remember anything.
Now, this is also a disaster because, as you well know, red wine does not go with fish.
No,
okay,
no.
That is your magic audio ball. Pony, we're going to drop some music in after the fact. Thank you so much. That's it, folks. Thanks for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Don't forget, you can always reach us. Messages for the weekly mailbag, which we did not get to today, but we will get to tomorrow, can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS P.O. Box 32101. Washington, D.C. 20007. Please send us things. And don't forget to spend some time at MikeOMaraShow.com. I love it there. Go to the shopping center.
Do it.
Yeah.
Please.
The banner. Thank you for listening, and join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. For Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana, this is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.